muted me.
I brought you back up.
I know.
It is that time of year again.
No.
It is. The lights are up. The holly jolly Christmas music is going. I've been listening to Christmas music for like 2 weeks now.
The only Christmas music you're allowed to listen to around me. I'll give you the NSYNC Christmas album.
Or a Turtle Christmas.
What's that?
It's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Christmas special.
Oh, shit. I have no idea about that. But I mean, I'll give you that one, too.
Can we watch it tonight?
No. I'm emotional enough already. You put me through a lot.
I'm sorry. But hey, you remember how I was like getting all emotional about the second annual Jacktober?
Yeah, gay.
And how I never thought we would have a second annual anything on this podcast? Well, now it is time for the second annual Let's Watch Something Star Wars Christmas special. We're all December long. We are watching Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
Last year, a whole god dang year ago.
Yeah.
We recorded three of my favorite episodes of the podcast, honestly, talking about the Star Wars prequels. Episodes 1 through 3.
Yeah.
Some highlights being, can you imagine Jar Jar Binks being fucked by Yoda?
Oh, no.
Let's just hope that we live up to that spectacular level of comedy.
I don't think I have anything for this one.
Yeah.
I don't have anything for this one.
I'll be honest. This is probably my least favorite Star Wars movie.
I literally, like, at least the other ones that we've watched, I could pay attention through.
They were entertaining.
This one, I couldn't keep my fucking, I couldn't keep focused on it. Like, I literally, like, this was as bad as Castaway for me. Like, my attention span was, like, literally not letting me. Like, I'm just like, okay, I can't do this. It's like physically painful to keep trying to watch it.
So we're kicking off December with Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. 1970 something. I should have looked it up.
It's older than me.
It's older than Sassy. And she's old.
You shut the fuck up. That is my child.
Look at that baby.
She's a princess child.
Princess Sassy.
To my baby. I love her. I will fucking kill you. I will kill you for her. I'll chop you up and let her feed off of your meat for years to come.
Here is a fun fact. George Lucas wanted to make a World War II movie.
Boo.
He loved World War II movies.
Why? God.
And Star Wars is his version of like a dogfight, you know, plane fighting movie.
Oh.
You know, like some pilots flying around so Nazi Germany. And you could kind of see it in that last act of the movie.
Where I was, like, really
bored.
I was, this whole fucking movie had me just, like, I just didn't want to, like, if I could, like, trade places with anybody dead at this, during
it would
the
be
movie,
Carrie Fisher.
Oh, yeah, she's gorgeous, though.
She is.
I would actually trade her places just to bring her back.
Yeah. I would have a zombified Carrie Fisher on the podcast. The first interview since her death.
That makes me sad. Don't make me think about that.
I'm thinking about how awesome it would be to have someone come back to life and they would be on our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And like,
well, we're not worthy.
We are not worthy.
We're really not.
We would not be able to hold Mjolnir.
I think I would. What makes you laugh at that?
Just imagining you wielding a hammer that can summon lightning.
I'd be like, hey guys, we need a campfire. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would literally say it like that too. And then Thor would look at me and he'd be like, don't do that. And I'm like, why? Does it make you like
horny? Do I make you randy horn Thor? Do I make you randy horny?
Horny. Do I make you horny?
So, like, as much as I love Star Wars,
I don't.
Nothing beats that calm moment of a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. The scrolling text, you know. Pretty spot on.
Yeah. I could do that with my kazoo.
Where's your kazoo?
Over there. What?
Over there.
It's in my music corner.
Yeah.
I got a music corner now.
What I have always loved about Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
Is what would be the first act of a movie of setting up characters and, you know, the inciting incident. It's fucking text. There's a couple of
paragraphs. Why do you like that?
Because as soon as that text is done, it is straight into the action. With C-3PO and R2-D2, our two favorite characters.
Yeah, I just like robots.
Shambling through a spaceship as it's being as lasers are being fired from both sides.
And R2-D2 leads with his dick.
His R2-Deek-2.
R2-Dick-2. Yeah.
And C-3PO with his fucking British accent.
He just sucks dick. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
We accept him for himself. Like,
a droid that can suck dick is probably pretty valuable in the galaxy.
Yeah.
Like, especially if it's got, like, soft-ish lips.
Ooh, I just got the chills. I got a sidebar. I recently started watching a show on Netflix called Maniac. And there is a really awkward really awkward scene where a guy is wearing like a VR headset, and he's got like squishy little things in his hand, and he's got like a on his penis, like a, and it shows him like having virtual sex with a weird alien type thing, and then like a robot walks, like servant walks in on him. And, like, in real life, and he's just naked with, the, like, little attachments and things, like, on him. Oh, and I'm, God. Like, and I'm just, like, I think I've had enough of this show.
What's the show again?
Maniac?
Maniac.
It's got Jonah Hill and, what's her blonde redhead?
That doesn't narrow it down a lot.
Emma Stone.
Ah. People like her, don't they?
I do. I like her.
She was in La La Land. It's a pretty mediocre movie. Wasn't she also in
like Zombie Land?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
La La Land is a very okay movie with a single moment that makes it for me.
Does it have Ryan Reynolds? No, not Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, which we saw last week.
Ryan Gosling?
Yeah.
He was in something we saw?
Yeah, it was the fucking 10 Things I Hate About You.
No, he wasn't in that.
Who was that?
Who are you talking about?
Who's in 10 Things I Hate About You?
Heath Ledger.
And?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That's it. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you are.
I could have sworn it was Ryan Gosling.
No. Not even close.
And he wasn't in Mean Girls.
Oh my God.
Or The Crow, like, or Blade. He wasn't in anything we watched recently. Why were we talking about him?
We weren't.
Well, we were just now.
Yeah, because he's in La La Land.
Yeah.
Where that you brought up.
He's a white guy that's going to bring back jazz.
Ew.
And it's a musical.
About white men.
About a white man playing jazz.
God.
And Emma Stone is a lady that falls in love with a jazz musician that's white. But, like, he sees her at the bar while he's playing. And they hook... No, he's like playing piano. He doesn't do the toots. He does the... He fingers the ebony and ivory.
Why does that feel uncomfortable to hear?
It was intentionally uncomfortable to hear. So he talks to her after the show, and they fall in love. They have a whole life together. Gross. And then they end up breaking up, spoiler alert. And then, he's playing the song that he met, that he played on the night that they met. And, he hits the final chord and it cuts back to that night they met. And I was like, oh shit, I get it. That's why it's La La Land. And then he got to redo it all again. He got to try being with her one more time. And it's kind of bullshit. But in that moment, it was like, damn, that was powerful. Anyway.
Is that like a Futurama kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of.
Only Futurama could really pull it off for me.
I mean, Futurama is pretty good.
Futurama's the shit. But I don't really like Ryan Gosling. Excuse me. You ever see the movie The Notebook?
No. That's why we were talking about Ryan Gosling. We brought up The Notebook the other day.
About what were we talking about?
I don't know. We brought up The Notebook.
Yeah.
I don't think it was recorded, but we were talking about it.
Okay. Well, The Notebook is such a creepy fucking movie. Like, it's basically stalker stalks victim until victim gives in.
Yeah.
Is pretty much like what the fucking movie is like. It's like, he literally just like...
That's not cool.
Well, yeah, I know. Like, it's fucking psychotic. Like, he literally, like, he hangs from, like, a fucking Ferris wheel. Like, and, like, he's, like, hanging by one hand. And he's, like, telling this girl, you know, if you don't go out with me, I'll drop. Like, literally, in the fucking, like, how could you sit there and think that that's romantic? Or, like, another scene where he's just, like, laying in the middle of the road saying he's gonna lay there until she gives him a date. And, like, this is psychotic behavior. This isn't, like, romantic, like, oh, he loves me. This is, like, I will fucking cut off your toes if I can't have you, like, in your feet. And, like, it's misery type of shit, because, like...
Okay. Here's your explanation for it.
What?
It is written by Jan Sardi.
Who?
The Notebook.
Oh, I thought it was Nicholas Sparks.
Well, it's adapted by Nicholas Sparks. So either way, okay. It's written by a man.
Oh, Jan. I have an aunt named Jan. I don't know any men named Jan. Like, so when you said it's written by Jan, I assumed.
I was going to mislead you, because that's kind of what I was going for, is that it's written by a man.
Gross.
Men.
Men, stop thinking that no means keep trying until yes.
How about men? Stop.
Yeah, basically.
Speaking of a man that doesn't know when to stop, Darth Vader boards Princess Leia's ship.
I thought you were going to talk about yourself.
Darth Vader also doesn't know how to stop, just in general. Also... Fuck you. Darth Vader busts into Princess Leia's ship.
They goes, fuck me, bitch. No, that's his daughter.
Well, we don't know that yet.
I know that.
We know that because we watched the whole fucking thing.
I don't need to watch it. I knew that from the get-go.
Yeah.
I know it before I ever watched a Star Wars movie.
Yeah, that Princess Leia and Luke are siblings.
It's common fucking knowledge. How does he, like, why does he... Why the fuck? Okay, he knows that that's his daughter, right?
I don't think so, because he wasn't there when his children were born.
Oh. And then they were, like, carted off and whatever. I don't know what happened.
He thought that he killed his wife, Padme.
Oh.
And then she was giving birth, and then she died. He was told by the Emperor that he killed his pregnant wife and his children were dead.
Ugh.
So at this point, he doesn't know that Luke Skywalker exists or even is his son. He thinks that the ghost of his past, Obi-Wan Kenobi, is the only one to worry about.
Huh.
And he knows that Leia has been working with Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, so if he tried to get his fuck on with her, it's not creepy because neither of them know.
Yeah, it's like Oedipus.
Gross.
Because Oedipus didn't know that he was shacking up with his mom.
Yeah.
It's a common misconception about Oedipus.
Yeah.
Because we have the whole Oedipus, like, thing.
An Oedipus complex.
Yeah, where it's like, you want to fuck your mom. And, hey, we talked about this last week.
We really talk about fucking moms a lot.
And kissing dads.
Kiss your dad.
It's just all about having a happy, functioning family.
You know, consenting adults.
Consenting adults is the key here.
Consenting adults.
Both of those words are important.
So what do you consider an adult? Just of legal age or...
Like 40.
Okay. Fuck. Wait a second. That makes perfect sense. I am still a child then.
There you go.
That makes absolute perfect sense. Okay.
Leia puts a message on R2-D2 and they hop into a fucking...
Bop, boobity boobity bop. Boobity boobity. Sorry. Boobity
bop. Skibbity bop. Doobity bop. Bop.
God,
she scats into R2-D2.
Gross! Takes a shit, puts it in a fucking... She, like, pulls out a drawer, shits, closes it up.
Pulls out the little floppy disk drive.
Oh, gross.
Or a CD drive, rather.
Yeah, she fills it up. Oh, no.
She flips them over, pops open the expansion port that never got used for anything. You ever have those things like an old computer or game system that had an expansion port on the bottom, but there was nothing to plug into it ever?
Give me an example of what system you're talking about.
The PlayStation has one where it's got like this little latch on the bottom.
I didn't have an original PlayStation.
N64 also had one.
Oh, okay. I had a 64. Come here.
So like on the bottom, it's got this weird little thing that pops up. And it's just got this big old long, it looks like a cartridge slot.
Uh-huh.
But it's not.
Hi.
The 64 disk drive would have plugged into it, but that didn't release out of Japan. GameCube had a shit ton of them.
I think the GameCube was cool.
It was.
Do you remember the Dreamcast?
Yeah. People still think that that was a good system.
My cousin had one, and she had the game. It was like penguins, like racing, but you slide down on their bellies.
That sounds like fun.
It was cute.
I
was like maybe like 11 when we played it.
We had a Dreamcast for a bit. I don't know why we only had it for a little while.
I don't know.
But we had Soul Calibur.
Broke it.
Maybe we had Soul Calibur and Sonic Adventure, and then like Virtua Cop. Which was an on-rails shooter.
What the
Yeah, that's a funny title for a game, isn't it? Virtua Cop.
Why are you picking up my cat? She hates that shit.
I know, because she's rubbing on the knobs again. And I don't want her to do that. Sorry, Sassy.
Well, then just move the thing.
I was gonna, but then she was on top of it.
Push her off. She hates being picked up. You know, she's just gonna like...
Do it again.
Yeah.
So, anywho's it's...
My love.
R2 and C-3PO are just shambling around a fucking desert planet.
Oh, yeah. We're still at the beginning of
this shit. They get separated, and they both get picked up by Jawas and end up in the same fucking place. So good thing they separated. That was like 20 minutes of the movie that we didn't need, right?
I mean, I guess.
There's a lot of moments like that.
Yeah, the whole fucking movie is like unnecessary to me.
Yeah.
Like, I literally, there was nothing new learned. There was nothing gained from watching this.
Yeah, this is the bad one. Like, people fucking love this one. This one sucks.
Why do they love it?
Because it's the original.
It goes pew pew, whoopty fucking do.
Yeah.
Like, that's all it is pew pew.
Pew pew. Vroom, vroom, zoom, zoom, zoom.
I like that. That's my fucking jam.
That's frass.
My baby.
Uncle Owen and Luke buy the droids.
Yeah, they do, I guess.
Another little moment that was a waste of time was they buy a red droid that explodes as soon as they walk away, and then they buy the blue one.
So, and, like, why didn't they just do the, like...
Yeah.
I don't get any of this movie. Like, it's not like I'm...
R2-D2, while cleaning R2-D2, he finds the recording of Princess Leia saying, "Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi."
Help me.
And then they talk for, like, 5 minutes about how Obi-Wan Kenobi was their old master, and then
he's just like, "Oh, is that Ben Kenobi?"
Well, I don't know Obi-Wan Kenobi, but there's Ben Kenobi. See, is Obi-Wan Kenobi this Ben Kenobi you're looking for? Play the message again. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. I don't know an Obi-Wan Kenobi.
This kills me. The whole movie is just unnecessary.
Luke Skywalker wants to get away from Tatooine and join the rebel fighting.
He also wants to put the dick down on his sister.
Well, he hasn't met her yet.
Yeah, but he saw her and he said she's...
Oh, that's right. He's like, give me 5 minutes alone with this hologram.
He kind of did. He's like, play it again. Play it again! Play it again!
Play it again, Sam.
Play it again.
Do you remember... Jack, calm down. Do you remember in Space Jam, A New Legacy, when it's fucking Casablanca and the lady goes, "Play it again, Sam." And it's Yosemite Sam. Who the fuck was that movie for?
I don't know.
It was for me. That's who it was for.
Yeah.
So there's just...
It was for everybody who grew up with...
And then another unnecessary moment is the R2 unit disappears. It goes looking for Obi-Wan Kenobi. And Luke goes and talks to fucking his aunt and uncle while drinking blue milk. And he's like,
I think it's lavender milk.
I want to get off of this stupid planet and do something. You remember how Anakin Skywalker was a whiny bitch? Well, apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Yeah. I don't like this. I don't want to do this.
Like, you could say that it's his drive. It's his...
There's no drive.
he's destined for greater things.
He's a bitch.
But he's just a bitch. He's just a whiny bitch like his dad. I'm his a whiny bitch incel. Like my father before me. That makes sense later, because he says, I'm a Jedi like my father before me.
God damn it. Well, I couldn't fucking tolerate this goddamn movie. The whole time I was just like in my own little world going, stop it, please. But
continuing the string of fucking unnecessary moments is the Jawas attack, and Obi-Wan Kenobi shows up and saves them. He's like, do you know Obi-Wan Kenobi? Ah, yes, I know him.
Yeah.
So where do I find this Obi-Wan? That's a name I haven't heard in a long time. It takes like 3 minutes of conversation to get to, oh yeah, I'm him. I'm the guy you're looking for.
Ugh.
And he has a nice, there's a lot of unnecessary moments and dumb scenes. But it does have a couple of fun moments of, like, actual good performances from Alec Guinness, who plays Obi-Wan, when he's talking about Luke's father, Anakin Skywalker.
Luke.
And you see a look on his face of just remembrance, and he's like, he was a student of mine. He was betrayed by Darth Vader, who killed him. Which is technically, in a way,
true.
Yeah.
Meaning he betrayed himself.
Which is true.
By being a dick.
Being a whiny fucking baby.
A dick.
Who wanted to live forever.
A dick.
Dick.
Gross.
He hands him the fucking laser sword. He says, this belonged to your father. He killed a bunch of kids with it.
Oh, God, dude.
Yeah.
Did he really say that?
No, but if you think about it.
He did.
He did kill children, like literal
little
younglings.
Buddies. The younglings.
He was killing younglings.
Mmm, delicious. Do you think they're tasty?
Yeah.
Children?
Yeah, they're not too ripe.
Oh, bleh.
You want them while they're fresh.
Yuck.
See, I love kids. I don't think I could eat a whole one by myself, though. they're heading back to...
Yeah, they are.
They're heading back home because Luke's like, I can't go all the way.
We didn't introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm Anthony.
Hi. Anyway. Welcome
to Let's Watch Something. We got Jack over there.
Uh-huh.
Being a sleepy boy.
I didn't care about life.
As they're heading back home, Luke is like, cool, you got your droids. I'm going to go back home because my family needs me. But
who
they're
cares?
Fucking dead.
Your family don't need you in the afterlife, brother.
Yeah. You don't need them. They don't need you to spread their ashes either because they're fucking dust already. Like Spider-Man.
Oh, dude.
So he decides, yeah, fuck it. I'll go on a journey with an old man. So he goes back to Obi-Wan and they go to the cantina to get a ride to Alderaan.
I'm too sad about Spider-Man to the music.
They go to the alien sex bar.
You can't steal my joke.
You were crying. I needed to.
There's an alien sex bar where everyone looks like booty holes.
Go ahead and score the scene for me, Jack. There's a dude who's just like a butt face, and his pig-nosed friend is like, he doesn't like you. I don't like you either.
Why did he sound like fucking Scottish?
He sounded
Scottish. He sounded like fucking, like the dude with a pig nose sounded like he's like Shrek or Fat Bastard or some shit. Like,
get
okay, buddy.
Get in my belly.
He's like, I don't like you. Get in my belly.
Butt chin boy gets his fucking arm cut off because his friend was a dick, which is the worst kind of justice.
Yeah, like, okay, but if your face looks like an asshole,
you're going to be an asshole.
I was going to say, you're going to be quite popular at the alien sex bar. Everyone just wants to pass you around like a fucking joint.
Yeah, you charge just like 50 bucks a pop?
Fuck yeah!
What would you charge? $50? I don't know what's fair.
Okay, if we're charging...
Per mile?
For me, per mile. Okay. No, I'm a person. You pay per pound, honey. You pay per pound. I am expensive.
Expensive.
I'm $100 a pound.
You just need one dude and then you're set for life.
That's mean.
Mitch McConnell would probably want that.
No.
No!
I hate you. 500 per pound? God, that's a lot.
He's a chubby chaser.
Is he really?
I'm gonna start that rumor.
Don't fucking ruin. Don't. Do not.
I guess that's not fair to fat people.
That's really not. Like you make it seem like being attracted to fat people is like something gross.
Okay, fine. He fucks dogs. How's that?
Don't fuck dogs.
I know.
Don't
why would Mitch McConnell do that?
Don't let him ruin dogs.
Yeah, we gotta stop Mitch McConnell from fucking dogs.
We gotta. Can we break his fucking legs?
Sure. And he wouldn't survive.
Cool.
He's at that age where you break a hip and you're dead.
Like, he's like a retired racehorse. He breaks his leg. All right, we got to pull him.
No.
Take him out and put him out to pasture. And,
they'll put down a racehorse of any age if they break their leg.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's really sad because they don't.
I don't like racehorses.
You shouldn't.
I don't like.
You should like the horses. You shouldn't like the racehorse industry.
I don't even like horses, but I don't think they should deserve die because they can't race. I can't race. Do I deserve to die?
Do you want to?
I kind of do.
Well, there you go.
But I don't deserve to, like I shouldn't. Like other people shouldn't want me to die.
I was downtown.
I'm okay with dying, but other people shouldn't want me to die just because I exist.
I was downtown recently. Uh-oh. And they have the carriages that are drawn by horses, and those are inhumane because horses aren't, their bodies aren't built to walk on fucking pavement, and
they have special shoes.
Yeah, and the shoes are nailed into their hooves because
but
still
they don't
do that.
Feel it. It's literally like if you like clipped your toenail, your fingernail.
It's still not good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't.
But then also, where do they keep the horses? I'm not.
In their horse kennels.
Horse kennels? That sounds really, really, really uncool.
Get a horse kennel. A lean-to.
A lean-to.
I'll lean-to.
They offer Harrison Ford an obscene amount of money for a ride on the Millennium Falcon.
And I want to offer him an obscene amount of money.
To do what? It's Harrison Ford. He's pretty great.
I'll be his friend. He'd take me around, show me cool things.
Listen,
maybe
now.
We could draw pictures together. I get him a coloring book and we can sit down on the floor.
What's his medium? Does Harrison Ford use crayons, markers,
well,
color pencils?
We have an array of things to choose from. I think he likes crayons.
You think he's a crayon man?
I hope.
Yeah.
We have the most. We have a 64-pack of crayons, but only a 12-pack of colored pencils, and then a 24-pack of markers. So
you can do shading a lot easier with colored pencils, but markers are like.
Markers are forever.
Markers are forever.
You can if you're cool enough. If you take a popsicle stick with crayons, you can smudge them.
Oh, that's an interesting trick.
Uh-huh. Or toothpick, depending on what you want to do. That wasn't me.
That was me.
You farted.
He shoots fucking
and he
Greedo.
Scores.
He shoots Guido.
Oh.
Kills him dead.
Wait, Guido.
Guido?
Guido. I just realized.
Is it Guido or is it Greedo? I think it's Greedo.
Greedo.
Yeah, it is Greedo.
What is Guido? Isn't that like a term for something? Like, I feel like that's a racist term for something.
Gringo?
No, Guido. Hold on. I'm going to do a quick Google search.
There was Guado in Star Wars Episode 1.
That's what I'm talking about.
He was the Italian stereotype, the fly that raised Annie.
Gross. But that's not what I'm talking about.
They get off of Tatooine, blasted by stormtroopers. There's not enough Darth Vader in this movie. That's my main problem. And also, Darth Vader's actor played him all fucking stilted and awkward and gesticulated a bunch. It was like, he was like really flamboyant with his gestures. even though his vocal performance being dubbed over with
Billy D. Williams?
Fuck, what's his name?
Who?
The voice of Mufasa.
Shit.
Is it not Billy D. Williams? I'm going to be really upset. You know what? Sure. Billy D. Williams is Lando Calrissian.
James Earl Jones.
That's it. James Earl Jones.
You're so bad at life.
I'm sorry. Billy D. Williams was the name of the actor I couldn't remember earlier because we were talking about the Han Solo movie where Donald Glover played Billy D. Williams' character when he was young.
Guido. Are you... my phone.
A man, especially an Italian-American, regarded as vain, aggressively masculine, and socially unsophisticated.
Oh, like the Jersey Shore guys. Here, let me
see. Or like the character from Star Wars Episode 1.
What?
Nah.
Take my fucking phone, and now it's looking all like a hoe. You fucking...
Like a her.
Touch my goddamn phone.
Like a her.
Don't talk like that to me.
Fine.
Shit in your mouth. Who's this?
They're interrogating Princess Leia about the whereabouts of the Rebel base, and she gives them a fake location, and they blow up Alderaan, because they're a bunch of dicks. They're Nazis. They are Nazis. The Empire are Nazis. There is, like, no two ways about it. They're bad dudes.
Yeah, they definitely are.
There's this dude, this old fuck, Grand Moff Tarkin. Grand Moff Tarkin.
Moff?
Moff, M-O-F-F, oh. Tarkin.
I was thinking Moff, M-O-T-H.
He's the old dude that, like, who I said, like, halfway through the movie. This guy was, like, an actual Nazi.
Oh, yeah, during absolutely. World War II.
He's got the fucking sunken in eyes of someone who has witnessed and or performed atrocities.
And he's got the Nazi haircut and everything.
The shallow cheeks of someone with a guilty conscience unable to eat. He looks like a fucking Nazi, right?
I don't know Nazis. I don't know enough Nazis to really just, like...
That's good. You shouldn't know any Nazis.
I mean, I'm sure they exist somewhere.
You probably don't want to know them.
I don't want to know them. No, thank you.
You want to punch them?
I'll punch their fucking dicks off. Even...
Yeah!
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 Can I get a... Yeah! Yeah.
Me fucking Mew Mew?
Yeah! Yeah!
Come on, admit it.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely worthy of Mew Mew.
Mew Mew.
Because I have a good heart. I swear.
And I swear.
By the moon and the stars in the sky.
They're on the run from the...
Look at how chubby Sassy is. Oh,
she's a baby.
I love her.
They're on the run from a bunch of bad dudes, and they get picked up by... They get picked up by the tractor beam of the Death Star.
It's not gravity or anything.
No, which would have been cool because it's there. The space station is the size of a moon, so it would have a gravitational pull, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
If, you know, there was gravity. Thought put into the movie.
If things had gravity.
Yeah.
You know, I wish... The world didn't have a lot of gravity, because it'd be easier for me.
Yeah.
I'm hefty, buddy.
Don't
laugh at that.
They get onto the Death Star, and Obi-Wan's like, hey, I'm going to go deactivate the tractor beam. You guys go bust out the princess.
No, he didn't even give a fuck about the princess. What's-his-face was deciding to go...
Yeah, Luke.
Yeah. He was like, I want that princess pussy.
And for some reason, they didn't question a fucking geriatric motherfucker who was like, I'm going to go deactivate shit by sneaking around here by myself. While the dude with the gun stays behind.
Well, he was like, I got the force.
Oh, my God.
What?
I stole the fucking joke from Family Guy. May the force be with you. Yeah, happy holidays. Because it is a religion. That's what
Yeah, you're right.
They keep saying it's a religion.
It's very Catholic.
Yeah.
And also with you.
And it's like, It's a religion where everybody's a fucking ninja.
That is cool, though.
That does mind powers.
That is the coolest religion I've ever heard of.
And you get a sword.
That, come on. If missionaries came to my house, knocked on my door,
you wouldn't answer.
You're right.
It's okay.
But
neither would I.
If they were dressed like fucking ninjas with swords and they said, once you achieve this level of blah, 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 you get a sword, I'd be like, fuck yeah, okay.
But you got to start training at like 3 years old.
God damn it, I am 34.
Yeah.
Sassy likes my rug. Sounds like popcorn. She's like clawing at my fucking rug and she's like, ah, popcorn.
Luke and Han and Chewie, they put handcuffs on Chewie and steal a couple of stormtrooper uniforms and just do the old Wookiee prisoner trick of like, we're just transferring a prisoner. And of course, there's the one who's like, I didn't hear about this. Let me check in with other people.
Doop-de-doop-de-doop.
And then Chewbacca's like, plan's been compromised. Improvise. Kapow! Busts out of his chains and starts beating the shit out of dudes.
Goes,
they all go pew, 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 and they shoot a bunch of cameras in a sequence that lasts way longer than it should.
Yeah, it really didn't need to last. Like, excuse me.
Yeah, it's like there were extra cameras that weren't there, but they just kept adding shots in after the fact. It was dumb. And then once they've killed all the fucking dudes, Han hops on the telecom and is like, hey, we had a weapons malfunction, but everything's fine now.
How are you?
We took care of it. How are you?
How's your dad?
Hey, how's your dad?
How's Aunt Carol?
Did Steph call you back? No, oh, I'm sorry, buddy. Hey, you know what? There's plenty of fish in the space, especially for Nazis. Hail evil.
Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra. How fucking badass? I'm sorry.
How fucking badass was it when
Captain America takes the fucking scepter when they go back in time, and he's like, I'm running point on the scepter. He leans in on the dude and goes, Hail Hydra. Because he knew, because he's been there, that those dudes were with Hydra.
Uh-huh.
This tangent only makes sense if you're a subscriber on Spotify and gain access to bonus content.
Bonus content.
Bonus content.
Bonus content. God, we're stupid. Jesus Christ.
Boring conversation. Pew, 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 pew.
Pew, 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 ding, 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 ding. Pew, zoom.
For a movie franchise that is known for its fucking lightsabers. For a movie franchise that's known for its lightsabers.
Yum.
This first movie is fucking full of pew, pew, pews. Yum. And Obi-Wan and Darth Vader, aka Anakin Skywalker.
I farted.
Square off in the most boring fucking sword fight of all time because Alec Guinness was 80 goddamn years old and they were like, we won't give him a stunt double, just whatever you can handle. And so he's just holding like a fucking pencil. Just.
God damn it!
He was holding it with his wrist up like this.
I hate old people. Oh, God, I hate old people.
And then Darth Vader, Obi-Wan sees.
Luke sees.
Obi-Wan.
Luke sees here.
Anywho's it's. Obi-Wan sees Luke running out with Leia, smiles knowingly as Darth Vader fucking swings across his shoulders and he just disappears and his robe falls.
So my take on that is they gonna fuck. I gotta disappear. Like, and I don't believe that
he got
murdered.
You know what
murdered.
They say, five is a crowd.
Oh God.
You got two siblings, a drug runner, and a Wookiee.
It's a dog.
Don't need an old man in this situation here.
No, you absolutely.
You do need an old man.
You absolutely need the old man.
He's got to be in the corner just jerking off.
Oh no! Oh gosh! Oh, I got like bad goosebumps.
He tells Darth before he dies, "If you strike me down, I'll become more powerful than you could ever know."
How does that work?
It fucking doesn't. That never comes up.
If you kill me, I'll kill you back.
If you kill me, I'm going to be real fucking pissed.
No. Back in the day when my brother and I used to fight and we'd like threaten to kill each other, I started fucking with him and I ruined it because he's like, I'll kill you. And then I'd go, not if I kill me first. And then he's like, wait. Oh, yeah. Good times.
I guess if you want to like,
haha, I fucking beat you because I got sorry. To be first.
I'm talking about Obi-Wan's comment about becoming more powerful than Darth Vader could ever know. He was talking to Luke from across space and
across the
from
universe.
Beyond. Across the Universe is another great musical I want to watch with you. Across the universe.
Yeah. Jai Guru Deva.
Man, the Beatles sure did a lot of weed in China, didn't they? Or in India.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not Chinese.
Sorry. Let me do that again. The Beatles sure did a lot of weed in India.
You go there and you just, that's all you do.
What's the fucking, not the Dewey Cox, but the other one.
Walk Hard. No, that's not.
That is Dewey Cox, right? No, it's not.
Walk Hard is the Dewey Cox story.
Okay.
Unless you're
I'm thinking Ricky Bobby. But no, it is Dewey Cox. It is Walk Hard.
Uh-huh.
He goes to India with the Beatles and Jack Black is playing one of the Beatles.
Oh, gosh. I remember Paul Rudd was one of them. Jack Black was one of them. Jason Schwartzman was one of them. And I cannot remember the last one.
Jack Black has had some awesomely funny cameos of just, what are you doing here?
I'm just being Jack Black. Fuck
you. One of
you.
Those being the Muppets movie.
I love Jack Black so much.
He was in a rehab center with Animal, the drummer from The Electric Mayhem. And he was his court-appointed buddy helping him manage his anger. And he punched somebody. That movie's fucking great.
I love...
Go back to last week's bonus content for my short review of The Muppets.
Oh, God. No, I genuinely love Jack Black. Like,
me too.
He makes my heart happy.
Him in fucking Jumanji.
Oh, God. I've only seen I've seen the original first Jumanji, but then, like, the little quote-unquote, like... sequels. I've only seen the first one of the sequels.
Me too. I didn't see the second one
yet,
but I really do think that it's not that bad.
I liked it. I genuinely liked it. I will admit it.
Me too.
I'm not gonna fucking. I mean, I'm sure it could have been better. I don't remember a whole lot from it. I just thought it was funny.
It could have been less cringy because anything that has video games in it going to be cringy. no matter what you try and do.
Yeah.
And it won't age well.
Yeah, you're right. But it's still funny. It's cute stuffs. Anyway. Oh, I love Jack Black. No, who is the last one? I assume you looked it up.
No, I got distracted.
Oh, because of Jack Black being cute.
Anywho's, it's Luke is fucking sulking over the death of an old man. Meanwhile, Leia just watched her entire homeworld blow up with billions of people on it, some of which she knew very personally, including her parents, her adopted parents anyway. But yeah, the old man you knew for 2 days is gone. Fucking whoop-de-doo. Right?
Right.
And they take their plans that Leia stole back to the Rebel base. They're tracked by the Death Star, obviously.
Got it.
Got what?
It was Jack Black, Paul Rudd, Jason Schwartzman, and Justin Long.
Did Justin Long have a mustache?
Probably.
Because he did in that one movie, Tusk.
God, I hate that.
That
mustaches.
That sorry, I was just reflecting on when I had a mustache.
I hated everything to do with you.
I mean, you still do. You say it every time.
Yeah, you're right. And I think so. I think he's got a mustache. Yeah.
Let's see.
You know what I realized is Kristen Wiig, that girl.
Yeah.
The one that's really boring in the Ghostbusters movie.
Oh yeah.
She was in that Walk Hard movie as well.
Oh.
As the wife person.
We should probably girlfriend. Watch that for the podcast.
It's a good movie. I think it's fucking hilarious.
You don't want none of this, Dewey Cox. Why? Is it addictive? No. Well, does it make you like, does it make sex really bad? No, it makes sex even better. There are no side effects of any kind.
Except you get hungry.
It's not habit forming, Dewey Cox. You don't want none of this.
You can't overdose on it. It's so fucking. I mean, I love weed.
I have smoked twice.
I know. I was there.
Yeah, and I was not impressed.
Yeah, that's because you're boring.
Am I?
You don't like to get tipsy either.
No, I don't.
Because, like, you're boring.
I'm a boring slut. You say it every time.
Yeah. Learn to live a little. Let go. Have fun. Pull that stick out your ass and beat people with it.
Yeah. On a related note.
Beating people with shit sticks?
Nah, about learning to live a little.
Oh, yeah.
Is coming to the terms with the fact that the suicidal thoughts just don't go away. Yeah. Like learning to live with them.
What you do? Okay, this is going to sound really dumb and sarcastic, but it kind of helps me. I kind of turn those like thoughts, make them sound like Donald Trump. Like, so like, okay, so in my head, like sometimes I'll just think like, God, I'm a worthless piece of shit. And then in my head, I'll turn it into Donald Trump telling me that I'm a worthless piece of shit.
You are a worthless piece of shit.
So
huge pile of garbage.
Yeah.
I'm bad at impressions.
Yeah, it's okay.
I got one.
The Alex Jones is like your fucking top notch shit. But okay. No, you were kind of doing more of a Kennedy, which is okay. I'll accept a Kennedy. But no, Trump's voice in my head when like I'm like negative shit is being said to me, like
by yourself,
by myself. Yeah. Like I'll get the thought and then I'll rethink it. But in Trump's voice. It's like trained now. Like my mind is trained to do that now.
Like, and then it's like fuck you.
Yes, exactly. They don't go away. But you can train yourself to not make those your reality by like either altering the thoughts or combating those thoughts or changing them in just enough of a way to make him feel like bullshit to you. Because, like, when I hear Trump's voice say anything...
Yeah.
I am, like, my whole fucking body just goes, bullshit!
People are saying that Jack is one of the worst people there is. People are saying it. People are saying it.
I'd like to know who are these people, because they don't know me.
That's enough. That's enough of this. because they get the plans to the Death Star and they find their MacGuffin is a 2-meter-wide exhaust port.
A.K.A. the butthole.
The butthole. It's absolutely the butthole of the Death Star. It's the exhaust port. You're right.
It's where the farts go.
Yeah. And then fucking boring-ass plane fight.
Yeah, pew, like, pew, 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 zoom, zoom, zoom.
I'll be the first to admit.
Excuse me.
This movie is slow as fuck.
It bored me to death.
It is so slow. It's 2 hours and 4 minutes long, and you feel every inch of that 2 hours.
Oh, God.
It just goes in dry.
Oof. Why am I a little turned on all of a sudden?
About something going in dry, slowly?
Huh. Anyways.
Yeah, it's fucking boring. This movie's boring. Not just this fight. This whole movie's fucking boring.
I wanted to drill a hole in my brain.
The only parts that are relatively enjoyable is C-3PO talking to R2-D2.
That's because they're cute. I love robots. Yeah. Can I announce to our little audience?
Tell them about your child.
I have a new child. It is a robot. It is a Roomba. We have named the Roomba Dustin Buster Roombastic.
And what does he eat? How do you feed him?
He gobbles up dusts.
Nom, 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 nom.
He a dust buster. We call him Dusty for short. And the other day, I was walking this way down, coming into the into the living room. Oh, no! No, no, no!
Is he scheduled to...
No, he's not. Somebody's turning him on.
Turn it on.
Turn
it on again. Have I mentioned that I like Genesis and Phil Collins?
Phil Collins. You want to suck Phil Collins' dick.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've mentioned that.
But anyway, I was coming into the living room from the bedroom, and Dusty was in this area going meow, 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 back and forth, and then he started heading my way, and then I stop, and I'm like, are you threatening me?
Do you remember the fucking orb droid when they told Princess Leia that she would comply with their demands? And it just zoomed in on this thing. On one arm, it had a fucking syringe. That was their big threat.
I mean, honestly, that is kind of terrifying. A robot orb with a syringe. If we, like, duct taped a knife.
Knife would be scarier than a syringe.
No, needles are fucking terrifying. Fuck you.
Yeah, but needles are designed to go inside of people.
So are knives.
Knives are not designed to go inside of people.
Inside of things, animals,
they
probably.
Cut things, typically.
Yeah. You know what else? I don't even know what I was going to say. I think I was going to make a self-harm joke, but maybe I shouldn't. Do you have my red panda on your mic?
On the mic stand, yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah, isn't it?
I love my stuffies.
His name is Snickers.
Yeah, my buddy. Bite-sized.
No,
you bite him! Did you just unbite?
Yeah, I did. What are you going to do about it?
I'm not going to do anything, I guess. Don't bite. Unbite. Oh, yeah. We're children.
The movie's fucking boring.
Movie killed me. My ADD did not like it.
Your ad ahead of
my
then Darth Vader goes out, he's like, I'll take care of it myself. He and Luke blows up the fucking Death Star by using the forks. And it goes sploosh.
Splooge.
Splooge.
Gross.
And Darth Vader just like fucking spinning around through space in his little TIE fighter going.
Wow.
I love that the TIE fighters sound like a dude screaming.
Yeah. We're dumb.
And they have a big medal ceremony where Han and Luke get medals. And
Han?
Chewbacca is there.
Why didn't he get a medal?
Why didn't the droids get medals?
Yeah, they did plenty.
Yeah. I really gotta say,
asses.
Like, the good thing is that they made this to be a one-time thing.
What?
Star Wars. This was not Star Wars A New Hope. This was not Star Wars Episode 4. The original release was just called Star Wars.
Okay.
Because George Lucas had plans, but he was completely realistic and thought, this could flop. So he wrote it to be a self-contained story of the Death Star being destroyed. There are... You know, Darth Vader is still alive. It can continue. The Resistance will always be fighting against the Empire because you blow up a fucking ship of an army you didn't win. You just blew up a ship. So
yeah.
There is more to the story, but he was like, this could fail. I don't want it to be unresolved. So he released it as Star Wars. And then, bam, movie's done. The next one is Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. And that one is a little more open-ended, which we'll get to next week, because this is the Let's Watch Something Star Wars Christmas special. All December long. Star Wars! Stwars! Stwars!
Stwars!
Stwars!
Stwars!
And then the special edition that came out in the 90s was when the first time that he put Episode 4 in the title. So Jack Attack. Jack Attack.
Yes.
Not counting the bit I showed you where they took the John Williams score out at the of the ending scene.
That is the only thing that was entertaining. That about was this really whole thing.
Funny. It's one of the funniest videos on the internet, which is a bold statement.
Yeah.
Minus that, how many Jack Snacks do you give Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope?
None.
Wow.
Nothing. Like, even Castaway was better than this.
I'll take that.
And I fucking hated Castaway.
I love Castaway.
You do.
It's my favorite movie of all time.
I don't understand.
Because I like camping. Gross. And I think it's a good movie.
Yeah, but...
We talked for over an hour about why I liked it, and then cut 20 minutes of you shitting on me.
Literally.
Literally shitting on me. I almost cried. I
wish,
truly believe...
Do you have any of that extra... stuff that you cut out?
I don't think so.
Fuck.
Sorry, I don't...
You, honestly, there, if...
I've been doing better about keeping the old stuff lately. I've got a hard drive full of episodes that are unedited.
Because honestly, that shit, like, was some of my best work. I'm proud of
that'll
that.
Be your resume.
Yeah.
I give Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, a 2 out of 5.
2?
It's the worst Star Wars movie.
But 2?
It's the worst.
I'm thinking like that is too much for this goddamn.
I told you I'm being a little more generous these days.
See, I'm pretty generous, but this movie was literally painful to watch.
It's got elements that are entertaining.
Than Godzilla.
It's not that bad. You didn't watch all of Godzilla.
I took like a 20-minute shit because Godzilla. I couldn't stand it.
Not making a comment about you, but it takes a lot for you to get out of that seat.
Hey,
when we're watching a movie.
It takes a lot for me to get up in general.
Yeah.
Really.
But Godzilla was a special kind of bad.
Okay. This was almost as bad as Godzilla.
There you go.
There. Let me retract my statement. I'll give it like a 0.5.
Okay.
Like a decimal point.
0.5.
Yeah.
Better than Godzilla.
But that's about it.
Not as bad as Castaway.
Yeah.
I mean, you sat through all of Castaway at least. You didn't sit through all of Godzilla. Kind of. I feel like if I made you watch Godzilla again.
I couldn't do it.
You wouldn't be able to do it. It's fucking horrible. I do want to watch other Godzilla movies eventually. Because they're all better than that load of trash. Like, seriously, that movie is bad.
We need to watch Hackers.
Hackers?
Speaking of bad movies.
Hackers.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Hackers.
It's got Angelina Jolie in it.
Angelina Jolie.
I bet you don't even know who that is.
Angelina Jolie.
Anyway.
Any who's it?
Anyway.
Jack Attack. This yes. was... I'm not going to lie. I did not enjoy this movie. It's not fun coming back to the first Star Wars, Episode 4, first Star Wars. I hated the prequel, the Episode 1, but I remember it more fondly than I remember this one.
This was literally like, if I could shoot my fucking self in the foot just to get out of it, I would have. Like, oh, sorry, can't watch this movie. I gotta go to the hospital. I'm bleeding out.
Whoops.
What?
Whoops. I'm bleeding out.
Oopsie.
Hackers. With an S or with a Z?
S.
Okay, it seems like the kind of thing that would be with a Z. But
yes, I know, right?
Hackers.
It's like a
90s. I'm looking forward to this. I need to decide what our Christmas movie is going to be this year. I have a couple in mind. But next week is going to be Empire Strikes Back. So, Jack, until next time, may the Force be with you.
And also with you.